Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Sir NJ Money.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Are you recovering well from, was it last night, versing Jizza at chess?
Hot off the presses it was last night.
For those unaware, Jizza is in the Wu-Tang Clan. And also, is he a grandmaster? Is that what you call it?
He's one of the great MCs. And oh, yeah. MC stands for Master of Ceremony.
Yeah.
So okay. I think he's a Grand Master of Ceremony.
Yes. Yeah. And also, not bad at chess.
He's pretty good at chess. He loves it. He raps
not
about it.
Not as good as you, though, well, I hear.
In the one time I've played the Jizza in chess, I have beaten the Jizza in chess.
This is incredible news.
Yeah.
What was the gambit that did it for you?
Queens.
Queen's Gambit, yeah, went the classic.
Off, yeah, yeah. Started off
when
with
did you
D.
Chess, by the way? Was no, it Penny D, was it?
Actually, you meant to do this thing where you like decide how to who's going to go which color.
Mm-hmm.
You take a pawn of each color and put it in your hand and jumble it up and put your hand out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was too nervous and then just forgot. And so he had the white pieces and we just started playing.
What was his gambit?
He went boring. He went pawn to E4.
Oh, that is
I don't know if you know
it?
Chess, but that's oh, that's right. Oh. That's missionary.
Oh.
That's the missionary position of chess. The Jizza, one of the greatest MCs of all time. He's a missionary fan. Wouldn't have thought it.
Well, you topped the chess tournament. Another boring form of entertainment is a quiz. And that's all we have for you today. So we'll see if we'll see who's on the brain. You have a brains trust here. Maybe we have members of the Wu-Tang Clan here. Just checking. No, we don't.
Okay.
But we do have some excellent people to join you. First of all, we have, oh, maybe they're interested in chess. They're a pensioner. It's a big hello to Greg Summers.
Hello, everybody, yes. And I'm keen to help out my good friend Saran over here answer as many questions
yes.
from general knowledge as pertained, as per my knowledge, the general knowledge. That will be presented to us.
It's not going to get annoying for the listeners at home at all. And and Greg, you're of course in the nursing home, Peaches Nursing Home.
Never a dull. It's always it's pretty sweet in there.
Yeah,
it's,
you know, that's lovely. What they like
they
to say on the signs.
Yeah,
in the
they
air.
Do. Yeah. Sweet memories.
And do they obviously play, I mean, they must have, you must have card game
yes,
days.
Yes, bit of rummy going on.
Chess, you play chess?
Yeah, a little bit of chess. And I'm actually, my grandson went to the Wu-Tang show the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Put the W's up. And Nasty Nas was in the area, apparently.
Oh, so you do actually know quite a bit about the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes, I love, well, my son, you know, we hang out quite a lot, and a lot of 90s hip-hop.
Yeah.
Tribe Called Quest.
This knowledge is getting more specific. I don't
know. Yes, I'm into it.
Well, but that's great news. Yeah. If any sort of 90s hip hop questions come up in the
well,
quiz,
fingers crossed, Kyle.
Yeah. Let's hope. What opening move does the Jizzer love to make?
Yes.
E4.
E4?
Yeah, E4. Also a very well-known electronic games convention.
Well, you really are down.
My grandson knows a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm in tune with him.
Yes. Well, in tune with the sort of late 90s, early 2000s.
Yes, of course.
Wu-Tang and,
yes.
And EB.
EB Games.
EB Games.
Yes, yeah. Electronic Boutique.
Yeah. Yeah. So Greg Summers is here to assist.
Lovely to have you on the team, Greg.
Speaking of pop culture, though, we also have here member of the Fast and the Furious franchise. It's a big hello to Dominic Toretto.
Brum, brum. Brum, brum, motherfuckers.
Lovely to have you here, Dom.
Thank
Can
you.
Can I call you Dom? Do people call you Dom or Dominic?
Nah, call me Dom.
I'm so sorry. I haven't seen any of the Fast and the Furious films. Because you're up to...
10. Fast 10, your seatbelts.
Is that the subtitle of the film?
Well, no, that's just my special little name
that's
for
you,
it.
I love that at this point in the franchise, you're shifting into road safety.
Yes, it's important. Stay alive. Yeah. Thrive and drive.
You've drive well. Alive, yes.
You've done well
fatigue
on that front.
Kills.
I have. So I'm alive.
Yeah.
I've wiped all five.
And I admire that.
So Dominic Toretto is here as well, Seren, to help you with the quiz today.
Beautiful.
Are you feeling confident?
I feel so confident with this team. I think we've got general knowledge and quite niche knowledge covered. Mm-hmm. And then a bit of brum brum.
Well, let's see how you go.
I'm glad I didn't do the voice at this point.
Question number one. Beyonce has just begun her Renaissance tour. In which city is it starting?
Look, Queen Bee, Beyonce, Queen Bee, Killer Bee, Wu-Tang Clan, right? Put your W's up. But I have...
Put your bees out.
Put your bees out. Put some feed the bees. They're dying. But look, sorry about that. There's a cardboard head thing. Renaissance, it could be, I'd have no idea. First, I'll just put that out there. Second of all... Renaissance would be fun if it was in Paris.
Yes.
Would be fun.
You that, know what, Paris is
from
actually...
From a marketing perspective. Yeah.
Were you in marketing, bad. Were you, Greg?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back in the day?
Yes.
Before you retired?
100% yes.
Were you like one of the madmen, were you, in the in the 60s and 70s?
Yes, a lot of day drinking.
On Martin Place?
Yes, on Martin Place.
Did you have some big clients? You must
Yeah. Foster's.
Oh, wow.
The Formula One circuit.
Oh, brum brum.
Yes. No, I mean the motels.
Big fan.
The motels.
Oh, I see. Still a really big fan.
It is, yes.
I'm a really big fan of the Formula
the
One.
Don't have aircon.
What was the idea? What was the creative for Formula One hotels?
Melbourne, on the move.
Oh, same as the number plates.
Yes.
Same as the number plates.
Yeah, we specialised in number plate. Garden State was mine as well.
So you know Zach Braff personally?
Zach Braff?
Yeah.
Yes.
From Garden State.
He is one of the most terrific young gentlemen and fantastic film.
Did you engage with him when you were coming up with Garden State?
Yes. I came up with Garden State and he's like, not so fast.
Yeah. Or furious.
There you go. That's where Dom came in.
Brum, brum.
So absolutely no help from Greg. No. But Dominic Toretto, are you interested in Beyonce? Are you a fan of her music?
I do prefer music. In Spanish, over a sort of labouring beat you can dance to, to drink my Coronas along to.
Yep, imported direct from Mexico.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Mexico. I think it's Paris.
Paris, Mexico.
Or Los Angeles.
I was thinking Rio as well for some reason.
I don't think it's Rio.
I don't think it's Rio
That's
either.
Stupid!
Sorry, Dom. Sorry. Please, put the gun away.
I've got a bit of a temper.
All right, here's what I'm saying. It's definitely Europe. It's Renaissance. That's a French word. Let's lock in Paris.
All right, we'll say Paris. Question number 3.
Serena, love it.
Chelsea beat Manchester United in the FA Cup final recently. Which player scored the winning goal? Chelsea beat Manchester United in the FA Cup final recently. Which player
do know
scored
the
winning? Oh, do you watch? You stay up late?
Yes, I'm an avid football fan.
What do you got? You got like the Optus
Manchester
subscription?
United. Yes, Optus Sport comes free with the phone. Thank you very much.
Oh, you love a deal. I know. I can see that in your eye as a marketing exec.
Yes, I believe it was Samantha Kerr.
Oh, did you watch the game?
No. So I'm too late.
What about you, Dominic Toretto? What's your name?
Toretto.
I'm so sorry.
Brother of John Cena, Dominic Toretto.
Do you like women's sport? Do you watch?
No. No, I don't. Do I care for sport?
No, I don't watch sport at all.
No,
not even racing.
I don't watch. I drive.
You're in the sport.
I'm in the sport. I am the sport of driving.
Mm-hmm. Broom. Gonna put Sam Kerr.
I'm going to go with Sam Kerr.
I'll lock in Sam Kerr. Question number three. What tool is used to smooth and level concrete surfaces during construction? Did you ever work in construction, Dominic, before becoming a car?
Yeah, I think before I came a car, I think there's a scene, a flashback of me doing a bit of labouring. So
well,
yeah.
You remember because it's your life.
I think, yeah, I did a bit of labouring, but mm-hmm. I sort of mostly was just sweating and looking around and the singlet or the T-shirt with the necklace and the, you know. Mm. I remember the sun was shining off the necklace, but is it a cross? I wouldn't know.
Is the tool a cross?
And is like the singlet and the necklace like the main part of your character?
It's my main personality and my family.
Yeah, okay.
And my cars.
Oh, you get that. It's like it runs in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Broom, broom. That's what we say.
It's not toot, toot. It's broom, broom.
Yeah, no, this is different.
So what tool
this is well thought out and different.
So what tool is used to smooth and level concrete surfaces during construction?
I'm trying to think. I mean, you
did
know.
Did you renovate?
Yes, we bought a house down in Blairgowrie about 38 years ago, and we recently updated it. My partner Gina, who went down to a couple of shops down in Sorrento and bought a couple of lovely little live, laugh, love situations for the key holders and the fridge and the magnets and all that, so it's nice.
Oh, they're all live, laugh, love, are they?
Yes. Well, you have to do all three, don't you?
Yeah. you want everything to match in a house,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, of course. Yeah. And you can't have
stay
it laugh,
on
live.
Yes,
that's
doesn't a
live,
thing.
Laugh, love. It's never love, live, laugh, live. You know, it's so. Anyway, we were leveling this concrete. Now I just can't remember because I do watch a lot of Grand Designs, and I do.
It's the ABC. It's great.
That's right, our ABC, and don't try and take it away, Mr. Peter Costello. So, look, I don't know, if it's like a thing.
Like a squeegee. Like a squeegee. Like,
yes.
Yeah, like a squeegee.
It's like a squeegee, but there's levelling.
Yes, I think it's called a leveller.
You reckon leveller?
Yes.
You don't think thing or squeegee?
Why don't you say leveller in brackets, it's like a squeegee?
Double yeah. That's the long name. That's the long
that's
name.
That's the long name. Yes. Yeah, that's a scientific name.
Could be the answer.
Yeah.
We'll find out soon. Question number four. Knitting is believed to have originated in which country? Knitting is believed. Do you make your own singlets, Dominic?
I knit them all.
You knit them all?
I knit them all. I knit my singlets and I knit for all the family.
Mm-hmm.
All the families.
That's
all
a
the
lot.
Bulletproof vests.
So do you have like a big loom?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I live in the loom.
Yeah, when you're not a car.
Reminds me to stay humble, reminds me what's important, family.
Knitting.
Well, the whitest singlets are brand new singlets, aren't they?
That's exactly right. So every night I'm sort of on the loom while I'm sleeping. And that's why I'm so strong. I don't go to the gym.
No.
I just go to the loom.
It's the knitting.
It's the knitting. It's all the knitting. So I'm doing it with my legs. I'm doing it with my hands. I'm doing it with my face. I'm doing face looming. That's why my jaw's so strong. So I'm in there doing the loom. And then I'm not actually bald. I've been loom. I grow the loom.
Oh, the singlets are made from your hair,
yep.
Which you donate to the loom.
Yeah, and
you,
then Dominic, I dress my family.
Toretto,
yeah.
The lead of the family from Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I do canonically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this is all, because I know Fast and the Furious 10 is coming out, so is this all in the new film?
This is all in the new film.
I mean, I haven't seen the film, but I don't remember any of that in the canon so far.
Yes, this will be revealed.
Yes, the tagline is doom, gloom and loom.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're a big loomer.
Yeah.
Do you know much about the history of knitting and the history of all this?
I know everything, yeah.
You know everything there
every
is to know.
Every single thing, yep.
That's convenient. Isn't that lucky?
Yes, it is.
Very lucky.
Because we only need to know one thing.
Yeah, which is that knitting is believed to have originated in which country?
Ah.
See, can I just see Gina?
That's lucky as well.
Gina, she does a bit of knitting, especially for the grandson. And, you know, we knew it was going to get into the 90s hip hop. So we made him a Wu-Tang symbol.
Like a cross stitch.
Yes, like a cross stitch. And Jimmy loves it. Now, I guess ironically, because we're knitting so much for the grandson and the grandkids, it's not so much cash rules everything around me, but knitting rules everything around me. Cream, yes. Get the money. So, yeah. I would look, if I was going to have a stab at it, I'd probably say the Orient, somewhere in the Orient.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Is that what we say now? Greg
said. I don't think that's what we say now. I think that's what Greg said then.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So, the Far East.
Okay.
Far East.
That's
better.
This is Japan? Japan.
Japan. Okay, Japan is an option available to you.
I love a quiz where it's like knitting was believed to have started. Like, it's not even like you know the answer.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no.
It's just a belief.
Exactly. So, yeah, this is, I guess it's like what science thinks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I believe knitting was started in my father's car.
Oh, is that where you got America. The love from?
Yeah. That's what I believe.
You would say the Far East.
Okay.
No.
Just so, for a bit of consensus.
No.
Japan, the Far East, the Orient, or Dominic Toretto's dad's
car. I'm looking in Far East.
Are options
because it is the slightly more politically correct version of the Orient.
It is slightly more, isn't it? Question number 5. Pioneers of heavy metal Black Sabbath also spawned which reality TV show?
I do know this.
Will you tell
us? I think it was Keeping Up with the Osbournes or something, wasn't it? Because Ozzy Osbourne is the lead singer of Black Sabbath.
That's correct, yeah. Were you a big Black Sabbath fan?
No, but my son was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they say that Metallica was their best before they kicked out Mustaine. And
wow.
He is very angry about it.
You must be such a good listener because you've picked up a lot of what your son's told you about.
Yes, yes. You know, well, I read to him every night.
Still?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both of them. Over the phone, FaceTime.
Yeah.
COVID never changed any of that for us.
Yeah. Because they must be 50 years old.
60.
Yeah. And you all live together still?
Yeah.
At Peaches?
Peaches is...
Oh, but you FaceTime them. So you FaceTime them through...
From the second room.
Yeah.
That's so nice to have a second room.
It's nice. Especially...
Oh, do you live in a studio apartment, Dominic Toretto?
No, I live in under my loom in a farmhouse with Letty. My wife.
Oh, your wife.
My wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you've seen films too.
Yeah. My wife.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes. Yeah, that's a good gag. But yeah. Pioneers of heavy metal Black Sabbath also spawned which reality TV show? Now, you're basically on a reality show in Fast and the Furious.
Essentially, yeah. It's Story of My Life.
Yeah. You went to space, didn't you?
I didn't go to space. The two comic relief boys went to space.
Okay.
They went to space.
Really?
Yes, in Fast 9. You got to watch it.
Wow, so you know a lot of the details. I mean, it's your life, right?
It's my life.
So you've seen all of them, have you?
I have, yes.
Because it's your life.
Because it's my life, so I watch it. I'm in charge of the edit.
Yeah, great.
That's what I'm an EP.
That's why. Yeah, so you've chosen to watch all 10 Fast and the Furious films.
And the short films.
Dominic Toretto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Played by
and the short films.
And the short films that I made and directed.
Yes.
No, sorry, I didn't make them. Vin Diesel made those.
Yeah.
But I watched those and I loved those. They were fantastic. And I love being in those and you know, the rediscovery of our romance with me and Letty, and that was really nice. But we're in the farmhouse now with little Brian.
Do you want to put Keeping Up with the Osbournes?
I don't know. Is it Keeping Up
with? I don't think it's called that, though.
Because it's Keeping
Up
with
the
Kardashians.
Is it just called The Osbournes?
I reckon it is The Osbournes.
Yes.
Question number 6. APRA is responsible for keeping Australian banks in line. What does APRA stand for? Did you say you were an accountant before?
I have previously been
being a chess master?
Yeah, correct.
And comedian, in that order?
Yeah. That's the order, but it's not finished yet. I will return to both accounting and chess. I love how you've come straight to me for this one. You're not trusting the brain's trust.
Well, I live
at all.
In America. You can tell from my accent.
Yeah, fair enough.
I live in Peaches. You can tell from my general demeanour.
You can tell.
I think I do know, but I also know that, you know, I've only had a certain few turns around the sun. Not like Greg over there.
Not like Greg. Have you been in trouble with APRA or
No.
The ATO
So look, I've never heard of APRA controlling the banks. I don't watch the news these days.
Mm.
It's too much doom, gloom and not enough loom.
That's exactly right.
So
not enough loom, not enough broom.
That's it. So I just swept that from my day and I just, you know, whatever what Gina tells me, I just go, yeah, okay, fair enough. The world's going to the bloody dogs.
Gina.
But my partner.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, just right.
No, we're married happily.
You just choose to use partner.
Yes. Well, you know, we're partner in crime. Bonnie and Clyde, I call us. So APRA, I always thought, was the Australian proprietary music people.
Are you thinking of AMCOS or
AMCOS? I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Is APRA AMCOS?
Oh, they came together finally.
Yeah, you got to watch the new season. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
They did it's a real collab. Yeah.
They're collab.
But you know what it is, don't you?
I think it's the Australian Prudential Regulatory Authority.
Wow.
I don't know what the R is.
That was so impressive. I was disgusted by it. Did you see? I didn't expect that.
Hey, you know APRA AMCOS.
Yeah,
that was
I
pretty
do.
Impressive.
If you say APRA in the mirror at midnight three times, it turns into an accountant.
That's a good joke, Greg.
Thanks.
Would you be interested in writing for my reality TV show called The Fast and the Furious franchise?
Yes. Please just give me that chance.
Okay.
I need a change of gear.
Question number 7. What is the average lifespan of a platypus?
Oh.
What is the average lifespan of a platypus?
20 years.
Slightly longer than a dog's average lifespan?
Yeah, it's slightly smaller than a dog. The smaller the dog, the longer they live.
That's true. Yes, that's a good saying. It's a good way of remembering that.
Yeah. Smaller the dog, longer they live.
Because we have platypus. We got platypus in the gang, in the group.
Oh, one of the Fast and the Furious team is a platypus.
Yeah, we've got one.
Is this the last one? Is that we're just cramming in all the different storylines?
Still do that in every one.
You do that in every movie.
You go to space.
Days.
Yeah.
You get the Rock to punch a submarine.
Yes.
A torpedo. Sorry, not a submarine. That'd be silly.
That'd be too far.
That'd be too fast, too furious. And that's not what this is.
No,
this
that was
is,
the second
Fast
film.
Six. Fast Seven. It was Fast Six.
Oh, we don't care. Was it difficult to decide to bring the series to a close?
Yeah, but I've got my cars and I've got my best friend who is still alive, Brian. My best friend Brian, who's still alive.
Right.
I'll just hang out with Brian.
That's great because he's still
he's
alive.
Because he's fine. Yeah.
He's still alive,
he just
isn't
goes, he lives in the
he's
beach
still with
and everything.
Us.
And yeah. I'll just go see Brian. I'm not worried about it actually because I've got my best friend Brian. Okay.
Everything's cool.
Yeah. Sounds I'll just
like
go see Brian.
Be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's perfect.
He's here. He's actually here. He's waiting downstairs. So
just
after this,
drive off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what is the average lifespan of a platypus?
Any thoughts, Greg?
I reckon sort of 3 years. Yeah. You know, round it out, 3 years.
I think on my arm.
Wow.
I've got a tattoo of one.
Yep. Then why don't you tell us?
I think it's like 15 years.
How long have you had that tattoo?
Well, this platypus is about 5 years old.
Okay. So it's at least 5 years
old. How long's
it got left? 10 to go.
Yeah, 10, and then I'll have to get it removed.
I reckon I'm going to say 12.
Yeah, 12, 15, yeah, I think whatever.
That feels good. Don't care. Question number 8. What is the name given to the most commonly used key system for residential locks, typically found in houses and apartments? So this is, I assume, like the key that you use in your front door,
yes.
That type of lock. Have you ever considered that? Because you break into things.
But I'm usually just blowing things up. You know, I'm not picking
you go,
locks.
You
I'm,
go big.
Yeah, I'm pulling a safe on the back of the car through
yes.
a wall.
It doesn't really matter what the lock is.
No.
At that point.
Yes.
So, when you've got your keys out, you're having a look.
Seems
at the
like
key.
You're looking for clues.
Yep.
That's one way to get it, get the answer.
Attempting to cheat in such a creative way that no one will care. What if it's written on the side of this key?
Yeah, you do you, Seren. Yeah.
I think it's the sort of across and then up and downy yes. system.
Okay. The across.
Isometric.
And up and downy.
I would have nowhere,
you
no idea.
To start.
What about you, Greg?
Have you ever had to break into your car back in the day? You know, you lock the car keys in, you got to get the coat hanger out.
I'm always really good with my keys. I have no reason to ask any questions.
You'd come from a time before locks.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just, leave
really?
Fingers and, you just open the door. No need for locks.
No need for locks. Oh, I see. No one's going to steal.
Everyone's got everything back in those days. You don't
everyone's
need to do anything
got
else.
Everything?
Yeah, that's it was easy.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you ever buy a house? No, you didn't.
Everything was cheap.
Yeah, well, that's right. I got to have my house for a favour.
What kind?
My mate's lord.
Oh, good.
He gave me a house.
Thank God.
And Glen Iris as well.
Wow.
Glen
you got quite the collection. You got Glenroy,
Glen Iris. Blair Gowrie.
Yep.
Peaches.
Oh, you own Peaches, do you?
Not the Peaches, but I own the two-bedroom plot that we're in there with the family.
Do you want to put up and down and across?
Up and down and across, please.
Question number 9. During the 2007-2008 writers' strike, the last one, David Letterman famously supported his own writers by doing what?
He had a little bed upstairs in the office. He had a secret bed.
Did he?
Yeah.
For himself?
This might be a different story.
Yeah.
Played chess against him as well.
Nap in his little
he
bed.
Was famous for a few things.
Yeah, yeah.
Has the writer's strike affected Fast and Furious 10?
No.
It's real.
That's a shame.
Great. No. No, I write it on myself. It's fine.
Oh, of course, because it's your life.
I'm not WGA. They wouldn't let me in.
She's not a writer.
No, I'm not a writer.
You're a car.
I'm a car.
That's right.
So I'm not.
These cars don't write themselves.
I'm not bound by the rules. They've got me working on Cars 3. If anything, it's made more work for me.
Did he say
nothing for a long time on telly?
Yeah, maybe he just sat silently.
Yeah, maybe.
No jokes to write, no jokes to tell.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there was no monologue. That
just interviews, back-to-back interviews. Yeah. Well, you would have been watching The Late Show, of course, Greg, at this time.
Yes, and you have Paul.
Oh, on the keys, yes.
Paul Schaefer.
Yeah.
Who wrote It's Raining Men?
Really?
No, is that true?
If that's not true.
Not during the strike, though. He did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is true. I'm pretty sure he wrote It's Raining Men.
There you go.
Do you remember the writer's strike in 2007, 2008? Because David Letterman apparently did something quite famous to support his writers. I'm trying to figure out what that is. I don't remember it per se.
I'm more of a Conan head. Coneheads, as they call us. But, I mean, whatever you guys think.
Do you want to put no monologue?
Yeah, let's do that.
Question number 10. What is the name of the famous bungee jumping site in Queenstown in New Zealand, which is considered the birthplace of commercial bungee jumping? You ever been bungee jumping, Greg?
No.
You'd jump out of a plane?
I refuse. Yes, I've gone skydiving.
Oh, great.
But not with a string attached. It takes the thrill out of it.
You've been skydiving as well,
yeah,
Dominic.
I've been skydiving, but I've skydived in cars. So the cars jumped out of the plane.
String attached or no string? From space.
No, we did have parachutes. We had parachutes. Yeah. Had to get into a secret compound, and so we were all in the high performance vehicles in the aeroplane, and then we dropped out. We reversed out. That was just the best way to get there. It's just the most efficient way of traveling.
Yeah.
At the time. And that's a real thing that they really did.
Yeah. You beat the traffic, you do. I tell you, people laugh at you. They laugh.
Absolutely beat the traffic.
But what is the name of the famous bungee jumping site in Queenstown, New Zealand, which is considered the birthplace of commercial bungee jumping?
It'd be obvious for it to be called Bungee, the town, maybe. Is it named after the town?
No, but Queenstown is the town.
Oh, the site.
Yes.
Maybe it's the bungee, the cliff. Oh.
I passed by it. I went there. Because it's in central, is it Central Otago or Central Otago?
I don't know. Otago. Yes.
And I drove past this bridge and thought, not in my life. But I saw it, and it's hectic. It's a huge ravine.
Yes.
I don't know. Wanaka's near there, I think. I don't know. I'll let New Zealand have itself.
I know it.
Would you like to share?
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, I guess Wanaka. We're going with
Okay, I'll put...
Oh, that is wrong, but that's okay.
I'll put Wanaka. That's 10 questions.
Happy to help.
Well done.
How do you feel you did?
I definitely don't think that last one's right.
Yeah.
And probably about 7 of the rest.
That's really ambitious of you to think that there's 3 that are right.
There's the Australian Prudential Regulatory Authority.
What's prudential mean?
Question number 1 was Beyonce.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Beyonce has just begun her Renaissance tour. In which city is it starting?
Paris.
You said Paris.
It's London, isn't it?
But it's Solna in Sweden.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Scheduling.
Question well, she two. Likes IKEA.
Chelsea beat Manchester United in the FA Cup final, and you said it was Sam Kerr who scored the winning goal, and it was indeed Sam Kerr.
Yes, thank you, Sam Greg. Kerr. Thank you, Greg. Got it.
The tool that's used to smooth and level concrete is called a concrete float.
Oh. Oh.
Not a leveler like a squeegee.
But if you go to a bar and you ask for a leveler like a squeegee, they will give you a concrete float. They know what you're asking for.
Yes. Knitting, you said, is believed to have originated in the Far East. But the answer was Egypt.
Same thing.
But if you keep going east. Yeah.
Classic Greg.
I'm sorry.
Classic Greg.
Flew a bit close to the sun on that one.
Pioneers of heavy metal Black Sabbath also spawned the Osbournes.
Hey.
There you go.
The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, I'll give you that, is what APRA stands for.
So we're sitting on three.
A platypus lives for between 10 to 17 years. So I'll give you 12 as well.
Yes.
Okay.
You said that the name given to the most commonly used key system for residential locks was the up and down and across.
If you get this right, that's insane.
But it's the pin and tumbler lock.
Whoa. Not far off.
Pin and tumbler.
Pin and tumbler.
I love their comedy.
Created by, their comedy double act. The comedy festival is fantastic.
That's the magician and then the mute, isn't
Penn and Teller?
It? Oh. Yes.
David Letterman did not famously support his writers by having no monologue. He personally paid their salaries during that time to keep the show on air. And the Kawarau, Kawarau Bridge, apologies for butchering that, is the name of the famous bungee jumping site in Queenstown, giving you 4 out of 10.
Well done.
Beautiful. Thank you. 40%. Thanks to you. Thanks to the Branch Trust.
Thanks.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, is that true?
I was really helpful.
Actually, that's true. Yeah, you couldn't have done it without them. There was a couple of
Couldn't have done it without Greg, I'd say.
It's a team effort.
I've just sort of turned up here and given you not much.
But you're giving me a lift home.
Yeah. Yes. Toot toot, broom broom.
Broom broom. Got there. Dominic Toretto.
I won't be driving home for another hour.
I'm a bit burned out. How are you guys feeling?
Thank you so much, Dominic Toretto, for being here today. And I know it's a massive press schedule that you have for Fast 10 or whatever it is.
Yep, Fast X, Fast 10, your seatbelts.
Yep. So thank you for including us in
you're
that
welcome.
Press schedule
you're
and giving us so
one.
Much of your time. Yep. While you're in Australia, or is there anything else that you're going to be doing?
I'm going to go to the premiere tonight at the Jam Factory.
I don't doubt that.
I've got to go there.
Do you watch anything else other than... No, that's a shame.
I've seen Cars.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great.
I had to watch Cars for the writer's room. Yeah. First Cars 3.
They call Cars the poor man's Fast and the Furious.
They do. They do.
You know who else is a massive fan of Fast and the Furious, inexplicably?
Who?
Michelle Brazier.
Inexplicably.
comedian in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard of her.
Oh, you
have
heard of her?
Yeah, she keeps writing fan letters and she keeps saying, let me in the writer's room, let me in the writer's room. And I keep saying, this is unsolicited, this is not on, this is, you know, things. So I have heard of her, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a lot.
I think she's got some gigs coming up.
She's going to be, she's going to Newcastle.
Is she?
Yeah, she's going to Newcastle Comedy Festival. She's going to Adelaide Cabaret Festival.
Oh, great.
And she's going to be on at Comedy Republic at some time in the next week or so.
Yeah, oh, great.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Oh, it is exciting.
You actually know quite a lot about Michelle Brazier.
Well, I find her annoying, but I am a bit of a fan.
Mm.
I just like people who like me.
Well, Dominic Toretto.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here.
Boom, boom.
And Greg Summers, thank you
Good
for
afternoon.
Taking the time as well
yes.
to be here today.
Thank you.
Contributing to the quiz.
Oh, she's going to Edinburgh.
Hold on 1 second, Greg.
Oh, now I've got all the time in the world. I'm not driving home for another hour and a half. I'm not driving home in this traffic.
Sorry.
You crazy?
Well, Greg Summers, your son, who you're in regular touch with, has just had a child, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, is that keeping you busy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a bundle of joy, that little Edward.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You enjoying it, though?
Yes.
And do you get time to do some of your hobbies at the same time?
Yes, or show, see a couple of gigs, you know, Wu-Tang.
You saw Wu-Tang?
You saw Wu-Tang and Nasty Nas.
You might like some. I don't know why I think this. Can't be bothered coming up with a reason. But
that's okay. That's okay. There's no
like
rhyme
a character,
or reason.
Character yes. comedy shows.
Yes. Oh, yes. You'd yes. Probably, yes. Yes.
I don't know. You're a bit of a character. There you go.
That's right. And I do. Yes, I do. Look, I peruse the comedy, the things they put on Nine Now and ABC, our ABC, and I peruse. And I yes, okay, I'll watch it.
Mm.
But it's good. It's surprising, and there's a lot of amazing talent in this country, and I can't wait to see to for the next comedy festival, get out there again. Not much of us went out this year. It was a bit tough.
Yeah, there's lots of people who didn't do it.
A lot of people.
I remember,
people.
I think Stu Dorman didn't do it, I don't think.
He did do the comedy festival.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, sorry.
But that's how successful his show was this year. That not even people even, they just thought that he just didn't
so
do
you're
it.
A big, you're a Stu Dorman fan then?
Oh, I'm a big Dorman head, yes.
Yeah. You're a cone head, you're a Dorman head.
Dorman head, call me crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you might like a show, I think coming up soon is a show called Yes, Yes, Yes.
Yes, which we're going to be doing at the Comedy
who's,
Public
who's
monthly.
Are you going to be on, did you say?
Yes, and there's going to be a few of us. Just got to finalise that lineup for the replay
running,
festival.
Oh, Greg, you're running the lineup.
I will be there and I help give a helping hand. Yes.
You do the lineups.
I do book the lineups.
Oh, wow. You're actually quite involved in comedy. Oh.
I review the shows. I do the lineups. I pay the punter, pay the acts. Yes, I do it all. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm the drive the bus. You know, it's all there. But
well, look out for that then on Greg's socials. What is your handle, Greg Summers?
@Stu_what.
Yeah. And Saran, congratulations on 4 out of 10.
Thank you.
That's good.
Pretty proud.
You have a show coming up, Comedy Republic, in Replay Festival as
That's
well.
That's correct. I was booked by Greg, and
mate, we love it to have you. I've heard nothing but good things about the show.
Yes, it is July 22nd, I believe.
Yep, that sounds correct.
At the Comedy Republic, for a show that I did at the festival, had a great time. It was definitely on, and like Stu's fans, people showed up.
Great. And you've got another opportunity to do that if you go to comedyrepublic.com.au. Yes. You can find tickets to lots of those shows.
Can I just say,
yes,
if Comedy Republic, yeah, if this conscription became a part of the thing, I would fight for the Republic of Comedy.
Oh, would you?
Yes.
Thank you for that final note.
Hey, it's good.
It's good.
We'll consider that. But that's all the time we have today on Wax Quizzical. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.